Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. We begin with those parallel universes in the U.S. car industry. While Detroit was shrinking over the last 20, 30 years, there's really been a rise in the manufacturing capacity of Japanese-owned factories in places like Kentucky and Tennessee. Have you visited any of those facilities?
I have been to several of them before, yeah.
Nissan plant in Tennessee. There's a Honda plant also, and we were talking about the Toyota plant there in Kentucky. It involves thousands and thousands of workers. These are typically non-union workers, but very much concerned about their jobs and very much concerned about the recalls coming out of Toyota that have certainly attracted the attention of the world and have lit a fire underneath the Toyota management in Japan.
A fire that they have never had to deal with before.
Indeed. Well, you're dealing with it now. State Representative Charlie Hoffman, representative of State House District 62 in Kentucky, the home of Toyota Motor Manufacturing Kentucky, the subsidiary there. Good morning again, Representative.
Good morning.
And also joining us is Marianne Keller, an automotive industry analyst and consultant and author of Collision, GM, Toyota, Volkswagen, and the Race to Own the 21st Century. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What do you think the issue is for American workers who work for some of these foreign-owned companies, particularly Toyota, with all the headlines and the safety issues and recalls that have been announced over the last few weeks? Marianne?
I think that you have to remember that that the factories in the United States are assembly plants. The cars are designed and engineered in Japan. So American workers are, to some extent, vulnerable to decisions that are made far away from where they actually produce the vehicles. I think that putting it into perspective, first, recalls are very common. Automobiles are very complex machines, and most of us have had one or more recalls on our vehicles, and we just take them back to the dealer and get them fixed. Because we expect that the manufacturer will stand behind the product and make the repair. In the case of Toyota, what went wrong in that process, which is normally virtually invisible, is the fact that the problems persisted over a number of years. And we can see that it goes back in some models, back to 2005 model year product. And they seem to ignore the severity of it, forcing a member of the DOT staff to actually go to Japan to convey the importance of this and the seriousness of it, is without precedent, I think. So I think that they failed really in understanding that they had a severe problem. They allowed the problem to get out of control, and then they frankly have not been able to contain the news around that problem.
Well, let's get a reaction from State Representative Charlie Hoffman. Marianne Keller suggests that there's not a lot of manufacturing done at your plant. You do manufacture engines, I believe, at your plant in Kentucky. And how much confidence do you have, given that Toyota management has really been sort of caught with their pants down here?
Well, we understand the gravity here, especially locally, with the plant lines closing down for about 7 days and no production. We realize that it is a bad situation. Now the line has started back up. They're producing cars now, and anything that happens at the Toyota plant here in Georgetown is big news here locally, because it is our largest employer. I think about 6,800 workers.
That's huge.
Yes, sir.
And how vulnerable do those workers feel? I mean, these are non-union shops. Marianne Keller suggests that you're vulnerable because it's mostly an assembly operation. Do your workers and do your constituents, you're a Democratic representative in District 62, are they telling you that kind of thing?
No, because the Toyota officials assured. And there were no layoffs during the time all the plants, the the workers came to the plant and did basically housekeeping functions, I think, during that time, and everyone, so no one had to take time off during that time.
And that gives you confidence that at least management in Tokyo is trying to preserve jobs. Marianne Keller, is there precedent for Toyota looking out for workers, or maybe is there more of a precedent of them, you know, doing the math and being a little more draconian in how they preserve jobs?
What Toyota has done in being able to keep the UAW out of its factories, frankly, is make two promises. First, that their compensation is effectively at a UAW rate. So if you're being paid essentially close to something that a UAW worker at GM makes, there's really not a financial incentive to join a union. And the second thing that Toyota has made good on, a promise of continuous employment. And so Toyota uses quite a few temporary workers who will sort of fill in the gaps when production lines are moving at breakneck speed and might be expendable when they're not. But the core of their workforce, the permanent workforce, has always had this promise of job security through thick and thin. And it's very traditional, very typical for them to come in and do training and housekeeping and other sort of non-assembly type jobs during periods like this. You know, during model changeover, for example, there may be a week or so when the plant will not be running at full tilt. So this is characteristic, and this is how, frankly, they have been able to keep the UAW out of their factories. They're not the only ones. It's very common in most of the factories that don't have union representation.
Certainly, Detroit has seen a radical shift in the economic realities of the auto business domestically. Are we likely to see a similar shift beginning with these recalls? Maybe it's not causal, but beginning with these recalls in the foreign-owned automakers in the United States?
I don't think that, you know, we should be looking at Toyota and seeing that Toyota is about to go through, you know, a multi-year slide the way GM did. I think that this has been a wake-up call for the management. They are a very, very effective team when it comes to engineering vehicles.
And we're going to see them in action because they're visiting the United States over the next few weeks. Some hopeful words there for workers in Kentucky. State Representative Charlie Hoffman and Marianne Keller, automotive industry analyst, talking about Toyota and the jobs that it has in the United States. Thanks so much.